Hi church, and welcome to our Sunday service. We're still online because of our lockdown regulations, but we're praying and we're trusting that soon we will gather together again. We really miss the fellowship, we miss the worship times together and properly connecting as a church family. But as we look forward, I trust that the Lord will come and encourage our hearts today. It is still a stormy season, and we need to be a people of faith. And so I hope that your tanks are filled up, and if not, that you'll fill it up today. Join me as we dig into the word, and a word that the Lord laid on my heart for today and maybe also for next week, that it will be something that really strengthens us in this time. Let's pray and trust that we will encounter Jesus yet again. Lord, I thank you for your presence. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Lord, thank you for those that could have taken a break and took a bit of a holiday break together, Lord. I pray, Lord, that if you've refreshed us, we thank you for that. And if we still need more refreshment, that you'll do that. Father God, we are in times of uncertainty. We're still in the midst of storms worldwide. But yet we know that we're seated with Christ in heavenly places. So I pray for revelation for us as a people today. I pray that the word will come and speak deep into our souls today, that our spirit man will be lifted up and that we'll be encouraged and strengthened like never before. Lord, we follow you, the one that knows, and we thank you for that. Have your way today. Have your way in every listener's heart, and may we be encouraged by your word, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. So, in preparation, there was obviously a million and one things that I could share with us as a church family. But what stood out very clearly was that the Lord said to us, we need, for this new season, we need to have our shields of faith. So I hope that you've got your shield of faith up in this time. And so the next 2 weeks, we'll look at that and the armor that the Lord has given us. We thereafter will look at our prophetic theme for the year. But as for now, I pray that the Lord will come and strengthen us to stand. So as we look into this year, I believe there's a lot of uncertainty if you look with a carnal eye as the natural man. And we can see that there's wars raging, spiritual wars raging right across the world. And there's big battles going on. And so we need to make sure who we are and on what side we're on. And that in being in the kingdom of God, that we can stand and that we can stand strong in faith in this time. We know already that we're seated with Christ in heavenly places. We know already that we're pilgrims, that we're merely on a pilgrimage going home one day, that we're in this world but not of this world. But so often the enemy would love us to forget that and to get bogged down by the things and the cares and the issues and the sicknesses and the poverty of this world. So I want us just to come and say, Lord, lift me up again to see the truth. Lord, come and fix my eyes again upon your gaze and upon your truth and upon your word, Lord. In Jesus' name, come and help me, Lord. To see the things, to have the perspective that you want to give me today. So I pray that that is the case for all of us. Because at the end of the day, as the battle rages, it is who you agree with that'll inevitably lead to the fruit of your life. The manifestation that we see of wars and of pandemics and of genocides and of violence and murder and things right across the world, those manifestations is merely because of losses that's occurred firstly in the spiritual realm, which then manifests in the natural and not the other way around. And so we as Christians can step back. We as born-again believers that have the Holy Spirit enabling us to see spiritually can step back and say, whoa, what is the battle that's raging around me? How do I discern them? And how do I fight them in and with the Lord? And so it's an encouraging message. It's maybe a bit of a challenging message as we kick off this year. But I believe the Lord say, hey guys, lift up your shield of faith so that you may run the race and that you will be able to stand in the midst of a tough season. So that as we remember as a church, the Lord gave us that promise. A shaking will come and then a new birth. A shaking or an operation will come and then God will bring new life. So we don't lose hope that the Lord will come and bring new life. He will come and do a mighty work in our midst. But we need to stand and be a people of faith. So let's jump into scripture as we trust that the Lord will speak to us about the shield of faith today. That we can walk into this year, 2021, saying, hey, what's up? Here's my shield of faith. I work behind and for and in the Lord and nothing else. And so let's look at scripture together. Finally, be strengthened by the Lord and by His vast strength. And so today we want to make sure that we are strengthened for this year, for this season, to stand. And we're not strengthened by our own strength. Yes, the word says that let the weak say I'm strong. We can acknowledge, Lord, it's kind of hectic, Lord, and I need you. But today we trust that the scripture will come and the spirit will come and strengthen us for this year and season. Put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against the tactics of the devil. For our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authority, against the world powers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavens. This is why you must take up the full armor of God, so that you may be able to resist the evil day, and having prepared everything, to take your stand. And so I believe the Lord is calling us, as we approach a new year, in the middle of a season, to take our stand. And we need not do it on our own. We can do it with the help of the Lord, in line with His word, and with fellow believers. Let's read on, verse 14. Stand therefore, with truth like a belt around your waist, righteousness like armor on your chest, and your feet sandaled with readiness for the gospel of peace. In every situation, take the shield of faith, and with it you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with every prayer and request, and stay alert in this with all perseverance and intercession for all the saints. And so it's a call, and maybe even a wake-up call, that we're in the midst of battles, that the manifestations we see around us is just evidence of what's happening in the spiritual realm. But we've got a good God that says, come on guys, I want to strengthen you with my vast strength. I want to help you to stand, but here's a couple of things that you need to put on. And here specifically today is a shield of faith that will help you to extinguish the fiery darts of the enemy. And we're going to break that open right now so that we'll be encouraged and strengthened to stand. And so in context here, the foundation is very simple. It's an illustration of Paul. Paul writes to Ephesians. Ephesians is a beautiful book. Go and read the whole book in two parts, so to speak. And this is the latter part, obviously, in chapter 6, where it's about your walking out of your Christianity. And then he gives us a very practical bit of advice here. Paul writes and he uses this illustration, this metaphor, obviously, of a Roman soldier with his armor. And a soldier what? Does not sit around and have cook and tea and chill out. A soldier is at war. And likewise, he likens us to being in a war as the soldier. And then he goes through the whole armor, and we'll break that open in the next 2 weeks. But specifically, then he says, keep that shield of faith up. And so the context is the year of a battle. And so we know by now that we are in a spiritual war. I've said that many times, but I want to repeat that again. And we need to remind ourselves. We need to come and tune in our hearts and our gaze and the way in which we see life to realize, hey man, I'm constantly in a war, unfortunately. But Christ have overcome, and it will not last forever. There's a time when He will return. There's a time when we will have the victory, and we will have the spoils of this war ultimately for eternity. My bait fuss. And the Lord wants to tell us to be a people that bait fuss, a people that stand. And so we know that we, in this battle where two kingdoms collide, it's light versus darkness. It's obviously God against the demonic forces of the enemy. And so we also know from John 10:10 that the enemy comes to do what? Kill, steal, and destroy. Do you see that around you at the moment? We have a pandemic. We've got an economic crunch. We've got political tension all over the world in many countries. We've got genocides, we've got gender-based violence, we've got racism, we've got so many things that the enemy is doing. Remember, in the spirit realm first, that manifests around us. And so he comes to kill, steal, and destroy, John 10:10 says. But on the other side, there where we find ourselves as sons and daughters of the Most High God, Christ came to what? Give life and life in abundance. That's what I want. I don't want to merely survive. I want my shield of faith drawn to see how the things of the enemy, the attacks of the enemy upon my life and my family, my marriage and our church community fall to the wayside so that we can what? Have life and life in abundance. Put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against the tactics of the devil. For our battle is not against flesh and blood. Hey guys, our battle is not against flesh and blood. It is not, firstly and foremostly, primarily against sickness. It's not primarily against those that want to come and rob your home. It is firstly against the tactics of the enemy. For our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the world powers of darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavens. Now, I read up all of those different elements, and it's just how the enemy structures his army. And it's something that you need not fret or worry or fear about, but you need to acknowledge. We can't put our head in the sand and think that there's no spiritual realm, that there's no spiritual war, that there's not demonic forces and all of these things that influence our minds and our thoughts and our hearts if we're not covered in Christ, if we're not in the Word, if we don't walk in the light. So let's wake up, if necessary, to realize about this spiritual battle. This is why you must take up the full armor of God so that you may be able to resist in the evil day. And I want to say this, and I say it humbly, that I believe we are in evil days. This is not an easy season. If you look again right across the world, what is good has become evil, so to speak, and what is really evil has become good in the eyes of man. And so guys, let's wake up. And having prepared everything, to take your stand. And this is what the Lord wants to encourage us with. He wants to be us, let us be a people of faith so that we can take our stand. Now Paul writes this to Ephesians. He also then in Corinthians have written the following, just to echo again. Hey guys, you fight not a carnal, not a fleshly, not an earthly battle against sickness and pandemic and against robbers and thieves. But take a step back and be reminded that it's a spiritual war that we first win in the spirit so that the victory manifests in the flesh. Likewise, if we lose the spiritual war, the loss manifests in the flesh. Let's read together 2 Corinthians 10, 3-5. For though we live in the body, we do not wage war in an unspiritual way. In other words, we wage war in the spiritual way. Since the weapons of our warfare are not worldly or carnal or natural, but are powerful through God for the demolition of strongholds. We demolish arguments and every high-minded thing that is raised up against the knowledge of God, taking every thought captive to obey Christ. So what is Paul saying here? He's saying, hey guys, wake up. We don't fight against flesh and blood. Hey guys, we don't firstly and foremostly directly fight against a pandemic and sickness, economic crunch and lack and poverty. No, we firstly step back and realize, no, this is a bigger war between light and darkness, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of the enemy of Satan. And Satan comes with what? Lies and deceptions and strongholds that's been created and people that fall for the deception. But we then come with truth. We come with weapons that is spiritual, that is not carnal. And then we what? We ask very politely? No, we demolish. We bring down, we cast down, we break down arguments. We get aggressive against lies because we know humbly that truth will come and take that away. Truth will come and the lie, the darkness needs to subside. And so he wakes them up again, as I believe the Lord wants to wake us up again if needed, to realize, hey, we wage a spiritual war firstly and foremostly. I'm not again saying, please don't lock your doors, please don't drink your vitamins, please don't wash your hands, please don't wear your mask. No, I'm not saying that. Do all of that. But firstly, step back and say, Lord, what's really cooking? Lord, who am I in you? Lord, what is your truth? Lord, what is the lie? What is the demonic forces, the arguments, the strongholds, the things that come against the knowledge of God in Christ Jesus? What are those things that I need to cast down so that I do not agree with them? So that I do not partner with them? You see, in both kingdoms, there's influences, one demonic, one by the Holy Spirit, and both just want you to agree because you've got a will. And then if we humble ourselves, we agree and say, Holy Spirit, I agree with the Word, I agree with what the Spirit says, and that everything is under the feet of Christ. Or otherwise, one can agree with the demonic arguments, the demonic lies and thoughts that comes our way and comes through media and gets flooded in our way, and then we can come in agreement with those lies and deceptions that does not acknowledge God and heightens itself above the knowledge of God in Christ Jesus. And so I believe that the Lord is just setting the stage to remind us, hey, it's a spiritual battle. Step back, just be wise. And then who are you partnering with? Who are you agreeing with? And how are you fighting this battle? So that what happens in the flesh is life and life in abundance. John 10:10. So let's be spiritually minded. We're moving on our way to the shield of faith, but we're setting the stage and reminding ourselves it's a spiritual war. So what is the shield of faith? How are we going to break that open? Let's read together in verse 14. Stand therefore with truth like a belt around your waist, righteousness like armor on your chest, and your feet sandaled with the readiness for the gospel of peace. In every situation, take the shield of faith, and with it, you'll be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word. But here in verse 16, we see the shield of faith that the Lord prophetically just laid on my heart in this week that we need to lift up. Now, what does Paul say there? How often should I do that? On Sundays, on Wednesdays, when I feel that there's something sore in my throat, when it's late at night? No, he says in every situation. In every situation. Lift up your shield of faith so that you can extinguish, that you can resist the flaming darts of the enemy. Now, what is this, the shield of faith for? Against what do we lift it up? Obviously, we know by now it's the flaming darts of the enemy. And it's not just a cute metaphor, a quick, cute picture. This is something that kills people. This is something that breaks families. This is something that have led to civil and wars. These flaming darts might start off small, like any little fire, but it can create havoc and it cannot stop unless we say no. Unless we stand in authority, unless we stand in our true identity, unless we lift up our shields of faith and say, this is the truth, back off. That fire can come and wants to destroy everything around you. And so the Lord wants to encourage you to be a person that stands, but you need to know what and how to stand against these things. And that's why we're looking at the shield of faith. And so we know that as the battle rages, we need to make sure that we step back and be reminded that maybe a genocide or a murder or a robbery or a killing have started in the spirit already. And that is where we can win the battle even before something manifests in the flesh. And so who are we fighting against again? We know this by now. We've said it to one another on our side and where we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. We know he's the way, the truth, and the life. We want the truth. We want to know how to do life. And then we want to walk the right way. And on the other side is the enemy. And he is very simply this. He's the father of lies, deception, confusion. Now let's be honest. There's a lots of lies, deception, and confusion. In reading media reports, I at one stage thought I knew what I can trust and what not. But at this stage, the only thing that I want to trust is the Word of God. I want to trust the Word of God. It's difficult even to trust what comes through many social media forums and many media houses. One can hardly trust these things. And so the enemy is the father of lies and deception. And then we also know out of Revelation 12 that he is what? The accuser of the brethren. So he constantly wants to shame and condemn us as believers. Constantly wants to hold us guilty even though Christ has paid for our sins perfectly. And so this battle rages. And those are the darts that come as we need the shield of faith that can what? Quench those darts of lies, deception, confusion, and accusation. I want to say that again. We need the shield of faith, of truth, the way, the life of Christ. We need to lift that up. We need to live that. To what? To extinguish those arrows of the enemy that is usually just against our identity, accusations. That is lies, deceptions, and confusion. Because ultimately confusion can lead to death. Ultimately these arrows are aimed in one's heart. And as I thought about it this week, the moment that you start to lose faith, you lose your heart, then you lose the war. So as you look into 2021, you might think, sure, okay, Lord, maybe a couple of mountains left, Lord, and it's a bit of a storm. You need to make sure that your heart is guarded with faith. In every situation, in every area of your life, guarded with the truth so that those arrows cannot come and hit your heart. For as hope and faith dwindles, so you lose your heart. The faculty, your main faculty that drives your life is your heart. And if the enemy comes and gets in there, we've got a bit of a problem. Yes, there's grace. Yes, the Lord can always redeem. Through repentance and turning back to him, he can always save our heart, I believe. But as you can lose your heart, then you lose the war And ultimately, people can then physically lose their lives, lose family members, lose marriages, and lose so many things. But we're not going to lose that because we are strengthened to stand today and lift up our shield of faith against the lies, against the fears, and against the reports and deceptions of the enemy. What do you ultimately believe? Are you going to believe the word of God? Or are you going to believe the deceptions that come your way? Remember this, there's not the kingdom of God, the kingdom of the enemy that rages on, and then other stuff. I think so often the enemy would love us to think that there's the kingdom of God, the kingdom of the devil that's at each other's throat, and then there's this other natural stuff. No, no, no. There's either light or darkness, truth or lie, faith or fear. And so we want to be found in the right side of that. And so the devil might come to you and say, you're a sinner. And then you need to lift up your shield of faith against that lie. And 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, for our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. And you say, no, I'm not a sinner. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And then you also know scripture in 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sins. And then you lift up your shield and you say, no, I'm cleansed from all my sins. And then the enemy might come and say, well, God cannot keep you safe in this season. And then you reply, no weapon formed against me will prosper. No curse can fall where there's a shout of a king. If God is for me, who can be against me? In Psalm it says, this I know, God is for me. You also quote 2 Thessalonians 3:3, but the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen and guard you from the evil one. And today, even through this message, the Lord wants to strengthen you and guard you against the evil one, the fiery darts that is flying all over. Psalm 91:11 says, for he will give his angels orders concerning you to protect you in all your ways. When you're lying in your bed and you're having all those thoughts, when you go to the shop and you've done your shopping, you go home, you wash your hands, you have all those thoughts. When you're in your car stopping at a robot, when you get a WhatsApp from somebody that's just fallen ill, what is the thoughts? What is the arguments? What is the things that wants to exalt itself against the knowledge of God that comes your way? What is the enemy shooting your way? What is the things economically and poverty-wise or provision-wise the enemy is throwing your way? You need to lift up your shield to extinguish the fiery dart so that you can be strengthened by the Lord's vast strength so that we can stand in the season. Now the enemy might come along and say, you are alone and rejected. And then I would reply, no, I'm accepted in the Beloved. I'm a son of the Most High God. As I remember, scripture says that I believe in him, so I've received the Spirit. Not even that, I've been adopted, and I've received the Spirit of adoption by whom I cry out, Abba Father. So no, my heart and my spirit cries out, Abba Father. In a dark and weird world, my spirit says, I belong. I have identity. I'm not alone. And so I take out those darts of the enemy. The enemy might come and say, you will lose everything. And then I can reply, it is in any event no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. But I also remind the enemy and I remind this lie, this fiery dart, that the psalmist said, I've been young and now I'm old. I've not seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging bread. So God will not forsake the righteous and his children will not beg bread. The word also says that the wealth of the unrighteous has been stored up for the righteous. And the wealth of the unrighteous will flow to the righteous. So I think I'm in good space. Thank you very much. I believe the Lord wants us to be a people that lift up our shields of faith. He might come to you and tell you, you will get sick. And you might turn around and say, no. The Lord says in Exodus, for I am the Lord that heals you. He says in 1 Peter 2:24, he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that having died to sins, we might live for righteousness. You have been healed by his wounds. And so these are a couple examples. I don't know what the darts, the flaming darts of the enemy is that he is attacking you. Either rejection or lies or fear or perversion or whatever the case may be. What is the darts, the arguments, the high things, the demonic lies and influences, deceptions that he's throwing at you, or be it through media or be it in your own thought life. What is the things? Because for each and every one of them, in every situation, to be strengthened with God's vast strength, let's lift up our shield of faith. Jesus said in Luke 10:19, I give you authority to trample upon snakes and scorpions, and over all of the authority of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. Now, we're not seeing that all around us. We're not seeing that in the brothers and sisters' lives all around us, but it does not make it untrue. Scripture is true. The Word of God is true, but we need to walk in that. We need to guard our hearts. We need to fill ourselves. We need to trust that we will be a people of faith so that we can trample upon the snakes and scorpions. Again, a metaphor. Obviously, demonic lies. Demolishing those strongholds, demolishing those arguments and high things and lofty things that's demonically inspired so that we can win the battle in the Spirit, which then manifests life and life in abundance in our lives. To know that, as the Word says, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Can I look into this year with you guys and say, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. That is what I want to see as walking the road with you as your brother in Christ. And so Jesus said many a times, let it be to you according to your faith. And I want to say to you guys, let this year be to you according to your faith. Now, may God grace us with much faith. May He grace us with strong shields. But as Christ said, let it be to you according to your faith. No, I don't want to get sick. No, I'm not going to get robbed. No, I will not lose my life before God decides it's my time. No, God will come and keep safe the relationships in my life and come and lead us as a church community. Yes, because He's a good God. That is what we trust for. That is the truth that we believe in. May we be strengthened to stand. In every situation, take the shield of faith, and with it you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. All the flaming arrows of the evil one. Every single one of them. Guys, and unfortunately there's a lot. This war is busy at the moment, and there's lots of arrows. So that in faith we can say all of the arrows all of the time. That we in our homes can say all of the arrows all of the time. That we lift up our shields of faith against the arrows of the enemy all of the time. That, I believe, is what is our authority, our inheritance, and the grace that the Lord has given us because of the resurrected Christ, because of the Holy Spirit, and because of God's vast strength. Hebrews 11:1, you already know by now, says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. Now, evidence is used where? Evidence is used where there's arguments. In a court, there is arguments on both sides, and evidence is used so that you can win the court battle. And likewise, in the spiritual battle, the enemy comes with a lie, and you refute it with evidence. Faith, evidence, to refute that lie with truth, with Christ, with the Word, the Logos. Logos also means reason. The reason of life is Christ. Christ is all and in all, and He's with us. So Christ, the answer, Christ, the truth, refutes the lies. And that evidence we need to know. We need to have that. The shield of faith is not just a cute, quick prayer in the morning. I lift up my shield and I go on with life just as bar normal. No, the shield of faith becomes part of my life. It becomes every part of what I think and what I meditate upon. The main faculty of my life is my heart, the one thing that drives me. And so faith needs to infuse every single part of my life. And so the shield becomes part of everything I do. There might be areas in my life where I've got strong faith in provision of the Lord, but there's areas where I've got lack, where the dart have pierced my heart, where I need to grow in faith again. And so it's not just a quick prayer in the morning. Yes, you can pray for that, but it is a working out. Like you work out your salvation, your faith shield needs to grow so that you can take out those fiery darts of the enemy all of the time. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. So the things hoped for, when we look into this year, what are we hoping for? Do we still have hope? Do you sometimes wake up with no hope? It means that some of those darts might have pierced your heart. Because we need faith, substance faith, so we can hold on to our hope. A hope in Christ, a hope in God, a hope in God's ways, a hope in the eternal salvation of mankind, a hope in His Word, a hope in His truth, a hope in encountering Him, a hope in relationship with Him. Let's keep our hope alive. And whatever wants to come and steal your hope, let's lift up that faith against it. So how do I build up my shield of faith? And I think we've alluded to that through the examples already, but how do I build up my shield of faith? Intimacy with the Lord. Real relationship with Jesus. My sheep will know my voice, and the voice of another they will not follow. And as a good shepherd, he needs to closely lead us through life. Daily connection, daily connection, daily connection. Prayer and times, then the second thing, in his word. Guys, more than ever before, I want to implore you. I want to plead with you. I want to ask God to help us that we'll be a people of the Word of God, that we'll return where necessary to the Word of God so that we can be strengthened. Remember, the Word is a sword. The Word also of God does not return void. It is strong. It's powerful. And it will not return void to us. And it's the truth. It's the Logos. It's the full revelation of God, which what? Takes down the lies of the accuser and the father of lies. So when those arguments come, we need to know what the Word says. What does the Word say about my safety? What does the Word say about my health? How does God really feel about healing? Who is Jesus really when it comes to sickness? What does God say about death? What does God say about your children? What does He say about your loved ones? What does the Word say? What is God's counsel through His Word about provision? Are we going to lean out our ears to culture? Or what is sinful and amiss in culture? What is happening in the media or on social media or with pity down the street? Or are we going to return to the Word of God to strengthen us and to build up our shields? Which brings me to the third thing. We need the Holy Spirit. Intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Praying in the Spirit. Singing in the Spirit. Worshipping God so that we can see again. So often the enemy would love to come and just take away our sight. Come and dilute things for us. Diversion even is a big tactic of him. Just to take our sight off. And so the Holy Spirit will just come and bring us back. Just bring us back. Just bring us back again. In tune with the Lord. In tune with the Word of God. In tune with our relationship with Christ. So that in every situation we can have faith. Fourth thing is testimonies. How can I build my shield of faith? Testimonies of where God has protected, where He's provided, where He has led, where He's spoken, where His voice has made something clear to somebody, and where it stirred them and kept them safe, and where it's led to life and life in abundance. Lean out your ears to testimonies. And the last thing is other believers. We're in a body. So we need relationship with Christ. We need the word of the Lord. Get the Gospels in. Get the whole counsel of the Lord into your system. We need the Spirit. We need testimonies. And then we need the rest of the body. Remember what it said there earlier in the Scripture? As we walk in the light with one another, then the Lord will come and help us and heal us. And so let's walk in accountability. Let's walk not on our own so that the Lord can help us and bless us. I'm trusting that the Lord will help you to lift up your shield of faith in every situation. Not only that, I pray that I believe there's specific darts that's come the way of God's people in this time and things that's trying to steal our hope and faith. And one that really strongly comes to mind is one of suicide. A lie, a fiery dart of suicide. And so, Lord, I pray that whomever this is for, Lord, that You'll give them faith through Scripture, faith through Your Spirit, that Your voice will be clear again, that they can lift up their faith so that that dart can be taken out in Jesus' name. The enemy is constantly, obviously, attacking relationships. But where relationships need the shield to be lifted up to snuff out the darts, Lord, I pray that You will come in and give revelation, give truth so that we can lift it up in the Spirit for our relationships, Lord. And then Your church, Father. Lord, I pray that Your church as a whole, that intercessors, Lord, will just come and get revelation and lift up a shield of faith through Scripture and through truth again, so that the fiery darts against the bride of Christ, against the church in our area in this time, will come to nothing in Jesus' name. So let's see. We've already gone over into prayer. So, Lord, we thank You that You will come and make us a people that draw our shield of faith throughout this year, Lord, that we'll be a people full of Your Word, full of Your Spirit, that is intimate with Christ daily, that is accountable and locked into a body, Lord, that we can love one another and lay down our lives, Lord, that we'll be reminded of testimonies so that every single situation, with every single dart of the enemy, we'll have an answer of faith. We'll have an answer of faith to protect our hearts and even our heads and the rest of our body and then our families and loved ones as well, Lord. Make us a people of great faith by Your grace. In Jesus' name. And give specific faith handles, specific faith shields to those that need it in specific fight at the moment. In Jesus' name. Thank you for strengthening your people with your vast strength to stand. Thank you, Father God, that in the midst of the storm, we lift up as a church community together, we lift up our shield of faith going into 2021. We say, we follow the God that knows. He strengthens us. It is by His Spirit and nothing else. We have His Word, we have His grace, we have His love and His faithfulness, and we will stand. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. I pray that the Spirit will encourage you. I know that the Word will encourage you today, and I know that the Lord wants to strengthen you to be able to stand going into this season. Have an awesome week. Meditate upon this. Make it your own. Let me know if I can pray with you. And we see each other next week. God bless. Bye.